Good morning. It's Thursday the 4th.
Morning. And the one thing that actually moved overnight? Fuel?
Oh.
Jet fuel's down 11.4% week on week. $141.64 a metric ton. That's a real tailwind on the cost base.
How real? Put a number on it for me.
Fuel's just over half our cost base now. Fuel per passenger's basically doubled year on year, sitting around 820 Rand. So when the spot price drops 11%, that's the single biggest lever we've got.
1 week, though. Trend or a blip?
Fair. It's one print. Cracks still elevated, oil barely moved. I'd call it relief, not a new floor. But it's the right direction after months of pain.
Okay. It's Thursday, so walk me through the curve. Where are we on pace?
June's running about 9.5 points behind where it should be. Actual load factor is at 36. The curve says we should be near 46.
That sounds bad. Talk me off the ledge.
Early days. Only about a third of the month's booked, so there's runway. But three routes stand out behind the curve. Cape Town to George, 22 points back. George to Lanseria, 20. Bloem to Joburg, 19.5.
And the filed schedule. Can I trust it?
That's the caveat. Filed forward schedules are noisy right now. Fuel and the whale cancellations are distorting them. So read the bookings on hand, not the capacity that's filed. The pace signal beats the schedule signal.
So what's actually repairable in the next fortnight?
The feeders. Leisure's fine on its own. Joburg to Zanzibar's 43 points ahead of the curve. Joburg to Mauritius 22 ahead. Those sell themselves.
It's the domestic feeders dragging.
Right. And here's the bit that jumps out. Bloem to Joburg is behind the curve in June and behind again in July. 2 months running.
So, not noise.
That's my read. 1 month behind is timing. 2 months is a demand question.
What about the route yield spikes from the last few days?
Nothing new. Same Z scores we already covered. None of them changed. Leave them.
And Cape Town PE.
Seasonal, immaterial, moving on.
Good. Give me the shape of the month that just closed.
May revenue per flight was up about 25% year on year. Looks good on the surface.
On the surface?
Yeah, it's all price, no volume. Passengers down 12%, load factor off almost 10 points to 82. We flew fewer people at fuller fares.
And the yield headline. Up 38% is a big number.
It is, and I don't want you quoting it on stage. That yield is fuel surcharge recovery, not pricing power.
Break that down.
Headline yields up around 270 Rand a passenger. But the surcharge piece alone is 440. Strip it out, underlying yields actually down 170 Rand.
So we're going backwards on real price.
On underlying price, yes. And contribution per seat says the same thing. More than halved. 151 Rand against 362 a year ago.
Which is why all those route moves read immaterial.
Exactly. When contribution per seat's that thin, a few thousand seats either way barely touches the bottom line. The swings look big. The Rand impact's small.
All right. Two things for the exec meeting.
Go.
One, Bloem to Joburg's behind the curve 2 months straight. Is that filed schedule noise or are we losing feeder demand? Somebody owns that answer by next week.
And two, if underlying yield's negative once you pull the surcharge out, what's the actual pricing plan? Because the surcharge tailwind fades the moment fuel keeps falling.
Good one. The thing helping the cost line stops helping the revenue line.
That's the tension. Don't let the fuel relief hide the pricing problem. Actually, before we wrap, one currency catch on the fuel win. The Rand weakened about 11% on the month and fuel's priced in dollars. So that 22% dollar drop is really only about 13% once you put the weaker Rand back in. We led the whole show with fuel as the biggest lever and never mentioned the currency eating a third of it.
So at exec, we quote the Rand fuel number, not the dollar one. Have a good one.